I never fail sometimes to be amazed at how the words of Jesus Christ, when he speaks to his culture in his society, so many times has such a powerful impact on us in our society and our culture. I'm never surprised by it. After all, he was God. But it does amaze me from time to time. Anyway, we'll get to that in just a minute. It is graduation month in America. Step month. All across the nation, graduation days, step days, are being celebrated as days of great joy and achievement. But you know, in my opinion, most people, especially parents and grandparents, celebrate the wrong way for the wrong reason. Graduation day. The word graduation comes to us from the Greek word gratis, which means step. So you can call it step day. Graduation day, step day, is a day that the student does what? They step up. They step out. They step forward. But so many people place the entire focus of the day not on what the student is now about to do, but on what the student has done. Graduation day, step day, is not a day for the student to look back. It's not a day for the student to step back. It's a day for the student to step forward and to look forward. And you know, no matter how many years it's been since you were the graduate, that's true for you. Every day of your life, you must look forward, you must step forward, you must strive to improve yourself. You know, when you were a kid, if you made a bad decision, you're pretty much given a pass because you were a kid. But after you graduate, you're no longer a kid. Now you're not going to be given a pass. You make an unwise decision, and there's not anybody to watch your back. You are expected to make wise decisions, and you're expected to be responsible. Your personal behavior is determined by your choices, and you will rise or fall upon them. But there are so many people in our society, our culture today, who don't seem to accept that. There's so many people who think, it's not my fault. Or you'll hear them say, I can't get ahead because someone else won't give me a chance. Or somebody owes me. And I get so disappointed when I see this attitude so prevalent among some of our leaders. I see this attitude in our political leaders. We see it in the leaders of our educational institutions. We see it in the leadership of our private business corporations. But it is your fault, and nobody owes you. You have a responsibility to live a responsible life. You know, if you're not aware of this, or if you don't want to be, or whether you like it or not, you are a role model. We affect, we influence the lives of those around us by what we say and by what we do, by what we fail to say and by what we fail to do. And it is especially true for the children around us. You know, an entire culture can be turned around in one generation. It is imperative that you be a responsible, fearless role model for the children in your lives. And that's what Jesus was talking about. He said to the disciples in his time and in his culture, do not be afraid. Have no fear. Fear of what? Well, he knew if they followed his teachings, they would be persecuted. And he said, you can expect that. Don't be afraid. Your Father in heaven loves you and will take care of you. And by extension, he says the same thing to you today. Don't be afraid. When was the last time, for example, that fear kept you from speaking out? You have a responsibility to live your life responsibly, to make wise decisions, and to be clear, positive role models in this life. Our culture is determined by what you say and what you do, by what you failed to say and what you failed to do. The Irish philosopher Edmund Burke had something to say about all of this. You've heard this before, perhaps in your university studies. Let me make sure I get it right. Burke said this: the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. Let me give you a couple of examples of good people doing what they should do. As you know, in our society, we are inundated with social media. There was a social media comment recently, a rhetorical question posed by the writer, and she said, "What is this world coming to? It seems to be going right down the tubes." And this other lady responded, and this was terrific. She said, "When I was a child, I was taught respect for myself, for others, for situations, for authority, for people, no matter who they were. What we lack today is respect." Wow, what a great response. But here's one even more to the point. A young lady made a commentary about a political issue that apparently she felt very impassioned about, and she used quite a bit of vulgarity to express herself. Apparently she had an uncle who read it, and this is what he responded: "I think it's fine to express yourself, but expressing yourself with that level of vulgarity is inappropriate and disappoints me. That's not the niece that I know. You have more class than that." When is the last time you let fear silence you? And now let me give you some personal self-serving reasons for you to be fearless, not be afraid, be a good role model. What is the purpose of life anyway? You ever hear this expression, "Everybody wants to go to heaven, nobody wants to die"? That's a commentary on our attitude toward the sacrifices in life that come from doing the right thing and making the wise decisions. We don't like to die to ourselves. But when you do, now you're stepping in the right direction. Now you're moving forward. And finally, I would say this to you. There is only one focus that you should have every day of your life, and it's a simple, solitary, single question. When you graduate from this life, where would you spend eternity? May I respectfully suggest you don't wait until it's too late to do your homework.